Raider Show, 10:06. It's different. Jason does not have a classic cut ready to go. I will tell you, it feels different doing the show on the road. I don't sound the same to myself. I normally use the same headphones every day. I'm not in my comfort zone. I'm not in the studio. I'm in a perfectly beautiful facility. Don't misunderstand. But it's kind of the way it is. I do want to shake the trees on this. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Big story in today's Wall Street Journal. Mitt Romney, again, is suddenly all is forgiven. Got an email from a serial emailer. You're part of the media. You're starting the MR drumbeat because the Republicans have no one else to run. This is, by the way, he's one of the dumber emailers that we have. I am starting the drumbeat by saying it's a horrible idea. How exactly does that work? I think Mitt Romney's a horrible idea. But here's what I'm telling you. I think there are people on the right who think it's a good idea. And it's not just the media. Yes, the media does want this to happen. I'm referring to the liberal mainstream media. That's not me. I don't know of anyone in the conservative media that wants this to happen. The one thing he comes close to making that's a sane point is that there's no one else to run. Well, no. No one else has yet risen to the top. Now, it's early, but often, there is a void in this regard. Oftentimes, there has been an established front runner almost shortly after the previous election. I believe the establishment tried to make that Jeb Bush. It really hasn't happened. So what you've got is a bazillion names out there with none breaking through. I mean, I can't even think of all of them. Scott Walker, assuming he's reelected. Paul Ryan. Jindal. Cruz. Rand Paul. Rubio. I've missed a bunch of them. Would Rick Santorum come back? There are a bunch of them. Apparently, nobody wants to talk about this either because they're not thinking about it at this point. They don't think it could really happen that Mitt Romney could be coalesced around. Or they just don't want to think about the possibility. If you do want to weigh in on that, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, I think it's... Look, I remember a stand-up comedian had a joke. It went like this. He was trying to... He couldn't understand why people who were divorced from each other would later remarry each other. If it didn't work out for them, if they couldn't stand living together the first time, why would they try it again? And he made an analogy. He said that's like going to the refrigerator and saying, well, this milk was sour yesterday. Maybe today it's okay. What has changed? By the way, I think that's a perfect joke for the idea of Mitt Romney a third time as well. It'd only be a second time as a general candidate. I think it's a horrible idea. But what, in fact, contrary to what the emailer said, I'm trying to point out, I think it goes beyond the media, and there are people on the right who actually think this is a good idea. Wayne in Green Bay. Wayne, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. How about a Mitt Romney and Scott Walker ticket?
Romney-Walker, why do you like the sound of that?
Because Romney should have got in, first time around, and Walker would be a great vice president and grooming him for 8 years down the road. Taking over.
Okay, so why not? Then why don't you want Scott Walker, assuming he's reelected as governor?
Well, we need Walker right now in Wisconsin.
But you need to bring
Wisconsin back to where it was, 15, 20 years ago.
But you want him on the ticket, though.
Right, but if anybody was going to be it, because we know that there's no one really any better, there's people out there that are better, but not anybody that's going to be able to do what Walker can do and what Romney can do. Bring the economy back the way it was, back to the Reagan years.
Wayne, thanks a lot for the call. I guess here again is my question. Why is Mitt Romney a more viable candidate for president in 2016? I'll be honest, I can't even believe we're having this conversation. I can't believe that this is, you know, and by the way, this might be overstated, that he's just the most prominent Republican right now, and therefore he's a popular fundraiser, and it might not be, but then you got Paul Ryan saying the things that he said. I'd love to see Mitt run a third time. John in Wisconsin Rapids. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I just would weigh in with my thoughts. I think right now it's too early because actually no one has really come out, you know, campaigning. And we have a lot of good people that could yet come out. And I think, you know, Mitt Romney, I think he would make a good president. I think we can do a whole lot better. But if it came to between Romney and Jeb Bush, Romney would do a whole lot better for this country than Jeb Bush. That's my opinion.
Well, see, now, and actually, that's a very, John, thanks a lot for the call. Nobody has risen to the top yet, but here's the thing. If this Romney drumbeat, as a listener put it, does build, it's going to make it more problematic for anyone who might. But here's the key. There are people who just simply, the establishment party, they are B or C listers. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, I think even Marco Rubio has gotten himself down there. Bobby Jindal. Now, the establishment seems to be okay with Scott Walker, which is very, very interesting. Larry in Green Bay. Larry, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. A couple thoughts. Number one, he's got certainly has name recognition. And secondly, kind of a side note, he was the most moral candidate that we've seen in the United States since Jimmy Carter. So those are my two thoughts.
Well, here, let me ask you this, and I haven't brought this up yet, Larry. Is this part of it? Now, I said I believe that foreign affairs has risen to the top because Obama has screwed it up so bad. You have to admit, that's the one thing Romney was really, really right about. That could be a big factor.
No question about it. Romney was uncomfortable with his wealth, and it wasn't towards the end of the candidacy that he really started coming out and saying, you know what, I paid more in taxes than Obama made in income. So, you know, I think Romney's got, I wouldn't say brand because that's too broad of a term, but he certainly has name recognition. And boy, he's the most sought after guy for speaking, like you mentioned before. So,
thanks a lot for the call. Here's the thing you got to remember. I really believe that foreign policy is the pressing issue for a lot of Americans right now, because you know, President Obama had a situation where Americans were looking inward, and he and that's definitely where he wanted them looking. He does not believe the United States should be the world leader, should be the world's cop. He's by just letting the world go by and burn, he's actually got them looking outward. And I believe part of the Romney enthusiasm is, you know, remember where he was shouted down at the debate by President Obama about Russia? He's been right about everything on foreign policy. And right now, foreign policy could be a much bigger issue into 2014 and even 2016. That could be part of what's going on here. And other Republican candidates have to pay attention to that, because I think that's a big part. He feels like the adult in the room. He feels like a grown-up. And we don't have one right now, particularly in foreign affairs. And the United States is getting jerked around. I think people are... Look, I wasn't a Romney fan. I was in 08. I wasn't in 2012, but I voted for him, obviously. But, you know, in the general election, I voted for Santorum in the primary. But you look at this, and they're thinking, oh, gosh, we really could use that guy right now to show some global leadership. Some of the more isolationists among us in the right need to think about maybe that's one of the things that some people are reacting to. Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Morning. I'm wondering if this hype about Romney isn't coming from our opponents on the Democratic side. Here's why. in 1980, the Carter White House kind of dropped hints over that the person they feared the most as far as a Republican nominee would have been Howard Baker, which if he had somehow won the nomination that year, I think Carter would have gotten the second term. With Romney, while I agree with you what you're saying as far as foreign policy and the adults in the room, I think our opponents have effectively painted him as the defender of the rich, the nameless, faceless, greedy people who hog all the money and won't share it with us poor folks. And because they've been able to perpetuate that image, I think they would love to see that because I think they could try to, you know, beat that drum again to beat him for a second time.
Look, Tim, I could come up with any number of reasons why Mitt Romney is a bad idea in 2016. What I'm saying is I think we need to tap into I don't think that I would say this is just the media fabricating it or the other side. I'm not saying that isn't going on, but I think there is an appeal to him for some conservatives right now, and I think that is that he was so spot on right about foreign policy, and right now people see the world burning and us getting jerked around, and that's where they're really having buyer's remorse. That's all I'm saying, Tim.
If it continues to burn like that, then I think there may be a possibility. Unfortunately, I think the situation for foreign policy, and I agree with you that we feel like we're getting jerked around, but a lot of people are worried more about the economy here in the U.S., but it's going to have to get, put bluntly, a hell of a lot worse, I think, before we will consider that a factor, I think, this time or in 2016.
All right, Tim, thanks a lot for the call, too. Linda in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. One of the reasons I think that Mitt Romney is being so popular right now is because the things that he said in his last campaign have, you know, pretty much come to fruition at this point, like with Russia and the economy and such. So I think people are thinking, yeah, he was right last time.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. I actually really think, though, that his prescience on foreign policy is why he is, this is all I'm trying to say. I do not support another Mitt Romney run. I want to be very clear on that. I'm trying to diagnose why it's happening, Linda. Thanks a lot for the call. And, yeah, I mean, but we already knew what we had domestically. I don't think people fully realized how bad it could get. Jim and Howard, hang on. You'll be up in 5 minutes. We'll take this to 10:30 because I do want to get a few more calls on this. It's 10:20.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.